Syracuse lawmakers are dropping plans to change zoning laws that would affect development of what are called care homes. That includes group homes, homes for the disabled, and homeless shelters. There was a push to require a special permit review of these homes. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, some nonprofit groups opposed the change.
Councillor Pat Hogan says requiring a special permit would give the council an opportunity to vote on allowing care homes in commercial and industrial zones that are close to residential areas.
In my opinion, the special permit process allows the public, the people in the affected neighborhoods, a say in the process in a public forum as opposed to the relative obscurity of the Planning Commission. It promotes openness and transparency and democracy.
Hogan gave two examples for why the change is needed. In 2018, Krauss Hospital planned to renovate the former Sears building into an outpatient drug treatment program on Syracuse's south side. And last year, Catholic Charities planned to move a homeless shelter near the Park Ave neighborhood. Both projects were dropped after residents and business owners complained. But Hogan withdrew the legislation because it provoked what he calls an indignant response from the nonprofit community. Sally Santangelo, executive director of CNY Fair Housing, says she's glad it was withdrawn.
It would make it more difficult for care homes to be built.
She also says it would result in disability discrimination because a number of different facilities, including nursing homes and homes for the disabled, fall within the definition of care homes. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.